Australia. But for Darren McLeod, it will be almost as exciting because he has his first ride as a jumps jockey, and it has been a long wait, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Darren. How are you, mate?
Good. Yourself, Michael?
Very well indeed. I saw your story on racing.com yesterday, and it's a ripper. A former plumber who has been a fan of racing, become involved with stables, learning how to ride, and today you get your first professional rides over the jumps. What a whirlwind story.
Bloody oath, it's a different one, that's for sure, but we got there in the end.
Tell us, when you were under the houses fitting toilets and your arms in places most people wouldn't even dream about, where did the idea to become a jockey come from?
So I wanted to be a jockey when I was a kid, but obviously very tall, I'm 181 centimetres, what's that, 5'11". Mm. Got told I'd be too tall, but I wish I would have stopped listening to everyone when I was a kid and done it quicker than I did, because honestly, I love it. Like, I keep me on a horse and I'm happy. Like, I don't know. I couldn't think of doing anything else at the minute.
Can hear the passion in your voice. So how did you make the transition?
Honestly, I was just had to work the weight down because it was actual fat in my body. It wasn't water. So it took time. Like, you can sweat or do a couple of kilos and it comes off easy, but it's actual fat. So you have to be in a calorie deficit. Obviously, it takes months and months and months to get that actual weight off, if that makes sense.
So, how big were you? I'd imagine as a...
I was at the end scale of the 80s.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was just a normal fella, go down the pub, have a few pots. I was just living my best life. And then once I got the idea, I just got it in my head and just worked hard at it.
So, what do you weigh now?
66 right now on the way to the races in the car.
Gee. So, have you had to totally change your lifestyle? Can you still have a pot and a palmer?
No, probably a gin, soda water and lime. I wouldn't be having a pot, that's for sure. But, yeah, just clean eating, very watch what I eat. And that, because I'm so tall and when I do play up, I blow out pretty quick. So, I've got to keep my head screwed on.
Were you a natural when you first got amongst the horses?
No, I was a natural, but I had to work the weight down, obviously.
No, so but with the actual riding...
Natural weight, you mean? Yes. I was always a bit heavier. I wasn't sorry to be like 80 kilos. I was in the 70s.
And what about the riding, though? How long did it take you to I suppose, get proficient at being at a level that you can actually ride professionally?
Honestly, I actually picked it up pretty quick. I don't know how. I can't explain it. And other people said, oh, you can sit on it, right? But I don't know, it just come to me pretty quick, to be honest.
Well, you've had some pretty good teachers.
Yeah, I think that's what helps. You need good help, and I've had a lot of good help in the past.
Yeah, so Nick Ryan, Adrian Corboy, and also Steve and Jess Pateman as well. So what have they been teaching you about this first day and what it's going to be like when you actually get into a competitive race over the jumps?
Steve gave me a lot of insight. He sort of mentored me a long way through. And I don't know, just little things you wouldn't even think of. Just helped me out, and that like been a massive help. Many thanks to him. So he sort of, I don't know, just gave me a bit of his insight to get me ready and whatnot.
Now they say jumps jockeys are half mad because they've got no fear. do you fit into that category?
I dare say so. I grew up racing motocross when I was younger.
Really?
I traded the horse power for horses.
Gosh, what are the nerves like? You're only a couple of hours or less than that, an hour and 40 minutes off from your first ride.
No, I'm not too nervous. Should I be? Honestly, I just want to get out there.
Grant Young, you ride Penn Intelligentsia in the first at Murray Bridge today. What's he been saying? Can you win this race today?
I haven't spoken to him much. I just asked for a ride, but it should be fit enough. It's got plenty of runs out of its belt. It's had plenty of laps going around.
And you've also picked up a ride with Barry Brooks Aristocrat a little later in the program as well. So have you been dreaming about the fairy tale start of actually winning today?
I think everyone does a little bit, but I'd just like to get around safe and enjoy it. But it's in the back of my head, no doubt, as everyone would.
Have you had a few tumbles at the trials?
Never, touch wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wowee. Well, it is a ripper story, Darren. It is great to have a chat to you today, and we'll be tuning in to watch the first at Murray Bridge today, because if Penn Intelligentsia can win, you might give a little salute in winning your first race today. How's the fitness? It's first up over 3,300.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Lots of track work. So I was just riding track work, and I was riding about nearly 14 morning every morning. So that brought out the better in me. I've got a lot of fitness under my belt.
Well, good luck today, mate. Hopefully you're celebrating with a gin tonight.
Bloody 0-4-5.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Darren. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you very much.